Psalm 23 is one of the most beloved psalms of all psalms. It is the most quoted and also memorized Old Testament scripture. Many people memorize this psalm. Many songs were written based on this psalm, like today. We heard a beautiful anthem that was based on Psalm 23. Whenever we hear this psalm, we feel good. I feel good because I realize that I'm not alone. Whenever I hear this psalm, I feel that I'm not alone, that my shepherd is with me. I always read this psalm at the burial service. After funeral, we go to the burial place and then we bury the body. And everybody gathers together, and they are so sad and cry and all that. So they really comfort the family, and they also miss a person who passed away. But soon, after probably 30 minutes or an hour, they will all leave the graveyard. And then that person will be all by himself or herself. That's what it means to die. You are alone. And there, I want to read this passage, Psalm 23. You are not alone. Even when you die, you are not alone. We have a shepherd. Shepherd is always with us. I'm like a sheep. You know, sheep, we feel many times, we feel lost. That's what sheep is like. We feel lost. We don't know what to do. We don't know where to go. Sometimes we feel totally lost and feel all alone. Especially when you go through suffering, the most difficult emotion that you have to deal with is you feel that you're all alone when you go through suffering. But remember, God is my shepherd. He tells me that I'm not alone. He tells me that he is with me. That's what God told Isaiah. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. I will be with you. And that's what our Lord Jesus said before he left the earth. The last word that he said on earth was this: I am with you always to the end of the age. That's the last verse of Matthew. Before he left this world, he wanted to remind us that you guys, you are not alone. I am always with you. I hope that you remember that. Especially when you go through hardships, difficult time. I want you to always remember that God is with us. Psalm 23 is written by King David. Amazingly, he himself was a shepherd when he was young. He knew what it meant to be a shepherd. He knew what to do as a shepherd. He knew very well that sheep would not be able to survive without a shepherd, because shepherd did so much for them. David knew that very well. Finding green pastures was not easy. It's not that in your backyard there's a green pasture. No, because the sheep ate them all. So they had to travel many days to find green pastures. And that journey was not necessarily easy. The shepherds carried the big knives because there was no road. He had to cut all the weeds and then create a path to go through, to go to the green pastures. And also snakes, so they carried poisons so that they could kill snakes. Not only that, wild animals around you, there were lions and wolves, and then the shepherds sometimes had to fight against them, risking their lives. So that journey was not always easy. David knew exactly what shepherds had to do to take care of the sheep. And then he realized that my God is my shepherd. I was a shepherd. I am the shepherd. But I realized that my God is a shepherd. He discovered that his God was a shepherd. That image came very strongly when he thought about God. Whenever he thought about God, he had this image that God is my shepherd. So he started with this, the Lord is my shepherd. Just boldly he claims that Lord is my shepherd. And then he said, I shall not want. I lack nothing. Nothing else I need. Because God is my shepherd. All I need is God being my shepherd. That was David's experience. All the sheep needed was a shepherd. They could not survive on their own. All they needed was a shepherd. And then he knew that all I need is God being my shepherd. That was his experience. That was his confession. Sheep do not create a path. Sheep do not need to find green pastures. Sheep do not protect themselves from the wild animals. It is the shepherd who creates a path. It is the shepherd who leads you to green pastures. It is the shepherd who protects you from wild animals. You know, David's life wasn't that easy. Nothing came to him easily. Life did not come to him on a silver platter. He had to fight it and fight it and fight it to get his life. When Samuel, the prophet, was looking for a king, because God told Samuel, you go to Jesse's house. Jesse was David's father. You go to Jesse's house and find a king for me. So Samuel came to Jesse's house. And you have sons? And then, yes, we have a few. So he brought them all out. And then Jesse saw all of them, but there was no king there. So, is that it? Do you have anybody else? And then Jesse remembered, oh yeah, there's another one. You know, he's not that important. But so, you know, the other brothers, the big brothers had to meet a very important person, prophet Samuel. So I told him to go to the field and then take care of the sheep. And he's there. So he finally brought him. The father did not recognize the importance of David. His existence was not significant enough for him to show to the prophet Samuel. David, nothing came easily to him. David was so good to the king Saul. And then he wanted to help out King Saul so much. But the king Saul is a very insecure guy. He was always threatened by David. He was jealous. So he tried to get rid of David as much as possible, even though he was his own son-in-law. And he tried to get rid of because he was threatened by him. So he sometimes tried to kill him. And then David had to run away from his own country and live as a fugitive in another country. But in all these experiences, there's one thing that made David survive. That is, God is my shepherd. I'm not alone. The shepherd, God, is with me. He believed that God would lead my life. Even though I cannot see the future yet. My future is very uncertain and dark. Yet God will guide my life. There are enemies around David all the time. So many enemies. There are so many people who hated David. But David said, God will protect me from my enemies. And God will provide me with all the things that I need with goodness. And we can see that very clearly in the psalm. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the right path for his name's sake. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. My friends, if you ever have the opportunity, there are many people who read, who memorize poems. I hope that you can memorize Psalm 23. It'll be a good psalm to have it in your memory. So beautiful. Even when he was fighting with Goliath, Goliath was a giant, really huge guy. He came and threatened all the Israelite armies, and everybody could not dare to go out. And then David was there, and then his brothers were upset. You came here just to see the show? Go home. But David wanted to, he had this, I can fight the Goliath. I can fight the giant. So he wanted to get permission. So he went to the King Saul. Can I fight him? You know, and then what he was talking about, his experience as a shepherd. This was what he said. But David said to Saul, your servant used to keep sheep for his father. And whenever a lion or a bear came and took a lamb from the flock, I went after it and struck it down, rescuing the lamb from its mouth. And if it turned against me, I would catch it by the jaws, strike it down and kill it. Your servant has killed both lions and bears, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them, since he has defied the armies of the living God. His experience as a shepherd shaped him and gave him the image that God is my shepherd. What is your experience in life? Your work and your study or your life experience? That can shape you and it give you certain image about God. And what is that image that you have about God? For David, he was shepherd. As a shepherd, he experienced the power of God. And now he shared that. Goliath, I could fight against him. And no problem for me. It all came from his life experience as a shepherd. That's really shaped. So Goliath is seeing a little boy coming out with a pebble. And he said, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And David responded in this way. You come to me with sword and spear and javelin. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. He had confidence. Not because of his own strength, but because of God being his shepherd. When you believe that God is your shepherd, that will give you strength. You will have confidence to fight against all kinds of challenges that you may face in your life. My friends, you are not alone. God is your shepherd. You don't need anything else. Life full of challenges. I hope that life is just smooth and easy. If you have lived like that, lucky you. But life will not be always smooth and easy, comfortable. I mean, you can run away from challenges. You can live, you can choose to live like that. But when you really be real to life, life is full of challenges and difficulties. You may face dark times, even crisis. But even if you may have problems, even if life is not as smooth as you want, even if life is difficult, that's all right. If you believe that God is my shepherd and he will guide me, he will lead me. Jesus knew that very well, so he wanted to let us know too. He said, I am the good shepherd. I know my own. My own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Higher than, they run away when they face dangers. But our good shepherd will never run away. Whether you do well or not, our shepherd, good shepherd, will never run away. Even when you face most difficult times in your life, our shepherd will never run away. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil. I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. He said, some version says, even though I walk through the darkest valley of death, I fear no evil. Your sheep in the good hands of the shepherd. Remember that. Your life will be all right. Sometimes I sit on my desk, preparing sermons, and preparing for the Bible study and praying for them. Sometimes darkness comes to me. Uncertainties come to me. And I sit down and I tell myself, God is my shepherd. I'll be all right. And you'll be all right.